This is Glenn Hauser with the World of Radio, 1864. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave, on this edition, recorded February 8th. Afghanistan, Albania, Argentina, Australia, Canada, Chile, China, Cuba, El Salvador, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Indonesia, Liberia, Mexico, North America, Philippines, Puntland, Somalia, Sudan, Tonga, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Afghanistan none. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reminds us that the only station currently using the 19 megahertz band is Radio Free Afghanistan, or Radio Azadi. The transmitter site is Kuwait on 19010 kilohertz, 250 kilowatts at 70 degrees alternating in Dari and Pashto, between 0830 and 1230 UT, which means it's not likely to be heard in North America, maybe on the East Coast. However, the A17 schedule going into effect at the end of March resumes another broadcast later, which we can hear, if propagation permits, between 11 and 14 UT. Radio Free Asia in Tibetan will once again be transmitted via Kuwait, but since that is jammed, it will be on a variety of different frequencies depending on the hour and on the day of the week between 18930 and 19010. The evening of February 7th, monitors in Europe, starting with Nick Buxton in the UK, we're hearing Radio Tirana on 1395 kilohertz, 1610 UT. He was hearing Middle Eastern music with a strong signal. Then others were also hearing it. The external service of Radio Tirana on medium wave had been using 1458 kilohertz, but that frequency has considerable interference elsewhere in Europe. This was later said to be a mistake at the Flaca transmitter site, bringing up the wrong frequency with their very high power transmitter, despite the fact that Noel Green had suggested that since TWR is no longer using the Albanian relay, that Radio Tirana itself should move its services to 1395. So we hope perhaps that's the way it will all end up. Well, not exactly. Wolfgang Büschel measured the frequency as 1394.961. Although propagation has been poor, and lately in the afternoons I've not been hearing any signal on 15345 variable from RAI Argentina, and not even on their North American frequency 11710.6 variable later in the evenings, such as at 0220 UT February 7th. So I wonder if RAI is currently off the air completely, although I was hearing something on 6060, a listed frequency of theirs, February 5th at 2342 with heterodyne from the off-frequency Brazilian. Shortwave from ABC in Australia remains off the air after closed down January 31st, but opposition to that decision continues, mostly from within Australia, more so for the Northern Territory service, which has a constituency, than for Radio Australia. Several stories about this, of course, appear in the next DX Listening Digest, number 1706, when published, via worldofradio.com. Mike Cooper sent one of them. It's from Northern Territory News in Darwin of February 4th. Here's part of what that says. National Senator Bridget McKenzie has held talks with the NT Cattlemen's Association and will be lobbying to bring the Senate Standing Committee on Environment and Communications to Darwin to listen to submissions from Territorians impacted by the ABC's decision to end shortwave. Senator McKenzie said the decision to end shortwave services to the Northern Territory was short-sighted and another example of the corporation ignoring regional Australia. The ABC should have asked remote Territorians their views before making this decision, as it will have significant impact in remote pastoral and indigenous communities in the NT. It is clearly wrong and ill-advised, but for what end? It saves the ABC very little money and snubs the corporation's bureaucratic nose yet again at people who don't live in the capital cities. Canadian time signals from CHU have been missing quite a bit lately when I check in the evenings on 3330. It will surely be propagating on the lower frequency if it's on the air, while the next frequency up, 7850, is sometimes inaudible too, but in that case, I can't be sure whether it's on the air or not. The third frequency, 14670, we can expect to hear only in the daytime. Mike Cooper forwards a CBC News story of February 3rd. Sold. Mi'kmaq Group confirms purchase of CBC land near Sackville, where 13 Radio Canada International towers once stood. 5 years after the Tantramar Marsh site was put up for sale, the New Brunswick nonprofit bought it for an undisclosed price. The 90-hectare property was initially listed with the towers to avoid the high cost of dismantling the facility. But in 2014, CBC began dismantling the towers in hopes the blank slate would entice more buyers. The Chilean pirate on 5825 Radio Triunfal Evangelica is still on the air and reported by Claudio Galas in Chile on the Condish list, such as January 30th, February 1st, 3rd, and 6th. All his logs are after 23 UT and before midnight UT, so I suppose it may not be on the air later in the evening when we might have a better chance to hear it. February 4th at 1350 UT, I had a very poor signal on 4900 with music. That strikes me as a non-reported broadcast frequency from Asia or anywhere. Nothing listed. So, what could it be? There was a 5 or 6 pip time signal at 1400. And I heard it again the next day, February 5th at 1405 with music and talk. Didn't seem like it was in Mandarin Chinese, and it was not parallel to 4940, voice of Strait in Fuzhou. But Ron Howard has the answer, thanks to info from the Japanese BBS, radio.chobe.net. It is another service from Voice of Strait Fuzhou. It's called the Minnan program, apparently another minority language. At first, the schedule seemed to be from 12 to 16 UT. And before that, from perhaps 10 UT on 6115. It may have something to do with Chinese New Year celebrations, but still going after that festival should be over. Quite a bit of variation in the scheduling, but one posting says the news program in Chinese, Hakka, and English is on new 9505 from 940 to 12 UT and 4940 from 12 to 16, while the new one, the Minnan program in Amoy, Hakka, and Chinese is at the same hours respectively on 6115 and 4900. On February 6th, I could again make out the time signal at 14 UT on 4900 and not parallel to 4940. And very poor carriers from both of them were still detectable an hour later. As I mentioned last week, Cuba's Radio Rebelde had been missing from 5025 in the evenings lately, but would be on the air in the mornings, including past sunrise here. However, by February 7th, it was again on the air at least part of the time in the evenings, thanks to David Pete in Maine, who had also been keeping track of this. 5040 nearby, the Radio Havana Cuba frequency, has also been coming and going, but when both it and 5025 have been on the air, I am again hearing Leapfrog mixing products, proving that these two frequencies are from the same transmitter site, not different ones as Aoki had listed, Kivikan, and Bauta, but I'm still not sure which one it is. They have to be at the same site, perhaps adjacent to each other physically, to produce the mixing products on 5010 and 5055. If everything is functioning properly, and we certainly can't depend on that, at Radio Havana Cuba, the only frequency on the air after 07 UT is 6100 on Sundays for the weekly half-hour Esperanto broadcast, as I was hearing February 5th. The third broadcast of Esperanto on Sundays had been at 22:30 UT, but Claudio Galas in Chile has confirmed by monitoring that has shifted an hour earlier to 21:30 on 15370. It had been preempting the French broadcast at 22:30, so perhaps that department complained. The change makes sense as there had been a one-hour break on 15370 between 21 and 22. And another country active on the medium wave X band, it's El Salvador on 16:30. First reported in the Arctic Radio Club, Radio Elohim, Elohim, a Christian mission, first heard November 19th at 02:56 with fiery preaching. Heard by Swedish Dixer Fredrik Dorain, and Henrik Clements helped him identify it. On November 20th, it closed down with the IDN National Anthem at 05:55, heard by Hasse Mattesson. This is not in the World Radio TV Handbook on 16:30. It had been on 11:20, where it is listed as YSLR 3 kilowatts in San Salvador. And their website, www.radioelohim.net, confirms 16:30 for San Salvador and lists two other cities and frequencies for the same station, San Miguel on 11:50 and Santa Ana on 8:90. These had been other Christian stations, apparently taken over by Elohim. I've been hearing the widely varying Radio Ethiopia transmitter on 41 meters. February 8th at 04:21, I measured it on 7234.56 with subtorted modulation. But 10 hours later at 14:06 UT, by long path, I had a weak carrier on 7236.366 variable, so it had varied almost 2 kilohertz. However, Torsten Hallman says, during a typical day, it varies between 7234 and 7237. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany also logged it via remote in Qatar, February 2nd at 1310. Apparently within only a few minutes, it was varying from 7236.491 to 0.518. Tom Taylor previews the next transmissions of his European Music Radio via WBCQ, Saturday, February 18th, between 23 and midnight UT on 5130 variable. Also Sunday the 19th on Guerin, Germany, 9485 from 09 to 10, and on Channel 292, 6070 between 16 and 17 UT. And here's another special broadcast on 6070. Via Rusty X, it's from Radio Ohne Namen, which means radio without name. It is a birthday shortwave broadcast for 3 hours, starting at 09 UT, Monday, February 13th, and repeated Thursday the 16th at 12 UT. Records from different decades will be played. And this is signed by Ron. Is that his name, or is that an abbreviation for Radio Ohne Namen? If you hear an All India Radio transmission listed from the Panaji Goa site, it may not be. On February 7th, Joe's Jacobs says, one shortwave transmitter there is off the air lately, and some of the services are now transmitted from other sites. No details yet. Also from Joe's Jacobs via Alokesh Gupta, All India Radio regional shortwave stations to be revived, responding to a query during DRM India Roundtable Conference. The engineer-in-chief of AIR confirmed that regional services on shortwave will be revived, and a proposal has already been submitted to the government. Of course, the understanding here is that they will be revived only once they are broadcasting in DRM. Voice of Indonesia had been slightly below 9525 for several weeks, but as of February 7th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, it's up a kilohertz, back just below 9526. We suspect they have made a transmitter switch, but none of them can be exactly on frequency, of course. Check for the one-hour English broadcasts nominally scheduled at 10, 13, and 19 UT. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1864. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, supported by your voluntary contributions, not advertising, Our thanks this week for financial support from Ron Howard in California, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. And also to Robert May, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. The longtime missionary station in Liberia, ELWA, shares a frequency with HCJB in Ecuador, 6050. It should not be too difficult to tell them apart, as they avoid transmitting at the same time, and there are certain differences. Mark Cody in Ontario reports that he heard ELWA, apparently, at 2202 UT, February 3rd, a fair signal with a male preacher and Christian vocals in English. HCJB is never in English on that frequency. And Manuel Mendez in Spain was hearing the morning broadcast from ELWA, February 5th at 0545 to 615, with English religious songs and comments. For some reason, I just can't get it here in Mid-America. Following up last week's item about the uncertain future of XETV Channel 6, quote-unquote, in Tijuana, San Diego, from Remy's Mexico Beat on the WTFDA forum, the end is near for English on XETV. FTV Live was first outlet to break the latest twist on the most uncertain market in TV, San Diego. This report was also bolstered by another one from TV Spy at adweek.com. After more than 17 years, in its sort of current form, Bay City Television is throwing in the towel. The final XETV newscast will air March 31st. The Bay City operation closes May 31st, with the station to be converted to Gala TV, or as the general manager called it, the Channel 9 network from Mexico City. This ends more than 60 years of English language programming on XETV. You never know where he'll pop up next, so band scanning is called for. Station YHWH. I found him on another new frequency, 7615, February 7th at 0226, fading down past 0255. Also heard by Bob LaRose in California and Walt Samaniv in British Columbia, but not found on that frequency 24 hours later. Ron Howard in California reports on Radio Pilipinas. Recently, its frequencies have had very poor reception, unusable, but February 2nd had excellent reception on 15640, 17700, and 17820, close to 100% readable. He listened from 0235 to 0252. With DFA Online, news and events from different Philippine embassies and consulates around the world, songs and music from ASEAN, Philippine trivia, It's More Fun in the Philippines, and a promo for PBS, 70 years of broadcasting, and countless IDs. Ron says, in my opinion, this station provides some of the best programming on shortwave. Almost everything they broadcast deals locally with the Philippines, which I find very entertaining. My four-minute recording of this exceptional broadcast is linked in his DXLD item. Now about Radio Puntland in that region of Somalia, Thorsten Hallman in Germany of Africa List reported as of February 3rd, 13800, not heard, nor 6160, nor 7700, although there had been some suspicious logs of 7700 in the mornings, but not heard in the evenings. However, a few days later, he was hearing, apparently, Radio Puntland, February 7th on 13800, back on at 1111 UT and compatible USB, usually fairly good strength via the Taventa remote receiver in Holland with regional music and talk. He said it had not been heard since late December despite frequent checks. Then Noel Green in England tuned in, and he was also hearing it at 1130 UT with local style music, but a very weak signal, not registering on the S-meter. And also reported, thanks to these timely posts in the DX Listening Digest group by Tony Asher in West Java, Indonesia, February 7th at 1135. A man talking, mentioning Somalia several times, and a conversation mentioning Parliament. and 1207, reading from the Quran. And then it went silent with the signal degrading. And once again, a warning not to be confused with other stations which may sound similar on 13800 after 1430. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria has also been reporting on this in communication of the British DX Club. He says 7700 was first noted last September 18th as an NID with a sermon in Arabic or similar at 1846, 7700 a.m. and heard often September 25th when it was mixing with the Italian pirate IBC or Marconi radio on 7700.1 USB. He's classifying this as unidentified, but says it was again heard 5 January on 7700.2 at 0355, talk in presumed Arabic and sermon at 415, a tiny signal at 448. The program is similar to Puntland radio, which was not observed at that time on 13800. Then there's another Somali station on a nearby way out of band frequency. Roman Pankov also reports to BDXC. Warsan radio heard January 5th starting in mid-sentence at 0435 on 7750.1 AM. So keep looking for that if you're tuning between WRMI and WRMI. Voice of Africa is the grandiose name of Sudan's barely functional reactivated external shortwave service on 9505. Bruce Churchill in California reports a carrier-only fair reception at his location in Southern California, February 3rd, very weak in Eastern Finland, and better than fair in Brisbane, Australia remote receivers, but no modulation at all from tune in at 1615 and suddenly off at 1649. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, from monitoring observations here, VOA's schedule seems to be nominally 16 to 1720 variable in French, 1720 to 1830 variable in English, and 1830 to 1930 variable in Hausa. They also used to have a morning transmission around 07 to 09, including English. Is anyone hearing that and able to confirm the schedule? Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the resumed evening transmissions, but very low modulation as of February 2nd, and he says the nominal schedule is 16 to 17 in French, 17 to 18 in English, and 18 to 19 in Hausa. But the former schedule, starting half an hour later for each, seems to be closer to what was observed by Dave Kenny. Apparently, Omdurman has only one transmitter, so if you do not hear them on 7205 with their domestic service, they may be on 9505 external instead. Ika Biervert forwards a story from Dateline Pacific on Radio New Zealand International, February 2nd, funds to repair Tonga's AM transmitter. The head of TBC says a new injection of cash will help strengthen its signal to the outer islands of the country. It is to receive more than $91 U.S. Radio Tonga's AM service would be heard reliably throughout the kingdom, particularly during cyclone season. The Renzi host underlines how this is important now that Radio Australia has dropped their shortwave service. They must be speaking about the only medium-wave transmitter in Tonga on 1017 kHz listed at 10 kilowatts. It has been DX, at least on the west coast of North America, but after its boost, it should come in even better. Richard Langley hears from Radio Mi Amigo International about upcoming tests to North America via WBCQ. Sunday, February 12th at 21 to 22 UT on 7490. UT Thursday, February 16th at 01 to 02, also on 7490. And Saturday, February 18th at 22 to 23 UT on 9330. Reporting to IRCA and the Harmonics Group, Tim Tromp in West Michigan says 2 days into February, and the 2130 kHz harmonic is still cutting their carrier at 0127 UT, just like in January. And then he follows up on February 4th. It is definitely coming from 750-watt daytimer WTPR, Paris, Tennessee on 710. which he was able to parallel at 1237 UT when it was dominating the fundamental channel. Mystery solved. Major news in the radio scene in America, CBS to sell its radio assets to Entercom. That's E-N-T-E-R-C-O-M, including a great many radio stations. There's a story about this, among other places, in Radio World of February 2nd. We're sad to learn of the death of one of our former contributors, Steve Lehrer of Michigan, L-A-R-E. He was also in the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts. Thanks to Ken Zicke for the news. I was pleased to hear the erstwhile Fish Eagle interval signal from ZNBC Radio 1 Zambia on 5915. They were on as early as 0237 UT, February 7th, with a 1 kHz tone. And then I heard the interval signal for at least 9 minutes from 242 to 251 when they played the anthem and started signing on. Their morning broadcast has been curtailed lately because of power outages. Fortunately, their frequency is now in the clear, but with adjacent interference on both sides from Romania and South Carolina. I've been hearing some unidentified but intriguing beacons, very weak signals just above 4070 kHz, sending a two-letter ID over and over. First, I heard GT, Golf Tango in Morse code, February 2nd at 1321 on 4070.5. It ran about 18 times per minute. I was looking for it again in the night, February 4th at 0448, but it heard a different one instead, at least a different ID as ZN, Zulu November, on 4070.36. And I also heard it February 7th at 0257 on 4070.34, more or less. I can't find any listings for these in utility references, such as the High Frequency Beacon Wiki of HF Underground. Chris Smolinski says there's been a burst of new activity on the unlicensed hobbyist beacon scene, often around 4 and 8 megahertz. There's also a Dasher I hear in the mornings around 4111. These beacons are typically very low power, often in the 100 milliwatt range, requiring very good conditions to hear them, and very narrow windows of time when they may be heard. So does anyone know where GT or ZN are coming from? Mike Terry tells us that the B16 update to the World Radio TV Handbook is now available for free download in PDF from their website, www.wrth.com. The A17 meeting of the HFCC was scheduled to start February 6th, but their own website will not say where, just somewhere in Asia. However, the ITU website, found by Wolfgang Büschel, reveals it is in Jordan. However, still secret is the exact hotel location. This is quite amusing, as Jordan has been silent on shortwave for many years, yet continues to register imaginary schedules. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 15 and 4, February 14th and 23rd, but watch out for G1 storms with peaks of 30 and 6 on February 28th. Solar flux rising from 72 February 10th to a peak of 82 February 20th and 21st. If you're listening on February 13th, happy World Radio Day. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1864.